Let's check the numbers in Chicago. As they finished up on this Monday afternoon, May contract after a 115 close again today. In the soft red winter wheat at $7.12.5, up 13.5. July at $7.17.5, up 13.25. That's the harvest month, of course. Harvest month in Kansas City, July at $7.52, up 19.25 cents. Back in Chicago from the corn pit, $6.33.5, up 4.5 cents. July at $6.19.5, a penny and 3/4 higher. September futures down 3/4 at $5.51.25, and December at $5.32, down 3. March corn at $5.42.5, 3.5 lower, and next year's May at $5.50.25, down 3.75. May beans at $13.78 on its settlement, up 16.25. July at $13.58, up 14.25, and the August at $13.29.25, up 12 cents. September soybeans $12.70.5, up 5.5, and November $12.32.25, 4.25 higher. January beans at $12.38.25, up 4.25 as well. Bean meal futures at $3.93.30, up 1.50. Bean oil at $49.52 on their settlement price, 69 cents higher. Live cattle in the April at $126.27.5 were up 25. Feeders at $142.75, 17.5 higher. And the April lean hogs at $80.52.5 finished 50 cents higher. On the phone line for a Monday afternoon here on the Closing Market Report is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, the trade has changed once again, at least the hours. And so last night, the open was a bit later than it has been for a while, 7 o'clock in the evening Central Time to 7:45 today, right?
Yep.
This morning. Then they took a little pause and open back up with both the electronic and open outcry at 8:30. How'd that go?
Well, I don't like change. I guess I set my ways. When we go out to eat for supper, I always order the same thing at the restaurant. I don't like to try something new because it usually turns out not to be very... That's my expectations, but I was a little different. I didn't like the later start because we do have people utilize the night hour, so makes the evening a little bit later. But during the pause there, it's a little bit of a challenge for us, our electronic order system. It wouldn't accept orders until about 7:15, so we had about 15 minutes there. 8:15 before the reopening at 8:30. If you don't stay focused and get sidetracked, you have a little challenge getting orders in before it starts trading again.
Yeah,
just that 15-minute slot there. So from a broker's point of view, it's just a matter of getting a little adjusted to and getting the system down and getting back into the rhythm of it.
Good news is you're done at 1:15 in the afternoon, at least with the trade. And all you had to do today was wait for 45 minutes to talk to me.
Yes. Yes. We played a hand of euchre and...
You did not.
No. No, it does. The early close does help. We're fine. Get the work done and get out a little earlier and prepare for the next day's activity again.
But all in all, it just kind of went off without a hitch, I suppose, today.
Well, for the most part, yeah. It's something we're going to have to get adjusted to. The change hopefully will help somebody out somewhere so they can get along too. But the main thing is to make sure we have an orderly market flow and not be subject to really a big surprise when we reopen or resume trading at 8:30 in the morning. That's the biggest fear there, is to have something develop in that 45-minute period, and all of a sudden you gap one way or the other and then have to end up chasing the marketplace. That'd be the thing to watch down the road.
I guess we don't have to worry about that because USDA moved all their reports to 11 o'clock, including the WASDE numbers, which come out on Wednesday.
Yeah, big event. We'll see where the numbers fall. There's a pretty wide range on the estimates, so we'll see if there's a major surprise. But as far as the corn goes, trade expects a smaller corn export number, smaller feed usage number, looking for carryout to rise, of course. And the beans, a little bigger number there, and even in the wheat, a little bit bigger on the export, on the ending stocks, that is. So we'll see what we have to deal with there. But once the report comes out, we'll focus on day-to-day supply and demand. Basis remains somewhat firm, and in cane still a tight situation on old crop for what's remaining. We'll see how the weather starts to unfold here as we move down the road. But as of right now, it looks like some corn is going into the ground, and it'll become more of a rapid progress once we get through this midweek rain event.
Now, I did see at least one little picture on Twitter over the weekend in western Illinois, Jacksonville area, where they were planting corn. I suppose there are a lot more planters out there than that at this point across a good portion of the state. When you look at the range for the ending stocks for corn, you said it was wide, but it's 300 million bushels wide. That's a big range.
Well, for old crop, it's, the big debate is, a pipeline. How big is pipeline? 600 million is too small, and probably over 900 maybe. A little too big, but it's just going to focus on, how much supply is there, and that's going to change between now and September when we get through the entire marketing year. Then plus two, as far as market reaction, whether the number's big or small, it'll be weather-induced here as we move down the road, see how fast we get the crop in the ground, see how fast we get the crop out this fall here to satisfy the demand as we move into this fall.
On the weather note, it seems that wheat futures both in Chicago and Kansas City were higher on lack of rainfall over the weekend.
Well, several things is weather, lack of rain in some areas, cold weather in other areas, a little frost freeze concern. Then, too, China's in the world wheat market coming here to the U.S. and supposedly been booking quite a few cargoes of U.S. wheat. So we had a little bit of confirmation here this morning. We'll see if we see some additional confirmation as we move down the road here. But wheat was sort of the beneficial grain commodity here today, as it was firm early in the overnight trade and stayed firm most of the day session too, Todd.
When did the bean market rally?
Well, I think the overall technical picture is a little bit oversold here. Beans have dropped a little over a dollar here since the report there at the end of March. Saw some renewed strength in world vegetable oil markets. And also, two ideas that there might have been a little export business take place here on this recent price picks. So this is various things in through here, a little short covering ahead of the report. Hopefully we could follow through a little bit here until we see what the numbers are Wednesday morning.
Earlier in the day today, Chris Hurt from Purdue released a weekly outlook at the FarmDoc Daily website at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. Said, hey, I was right about one thing and wrong about the other. He was right about profits maybe returning to the hogs. He thought prices for hogs would go higher, but said it was the other way around. The price of corn went down. So I'm just wondering whether, from your perspective, hog producers ought to be locking in any of their input prices.
We'd on the cash side, definitely on corn. We feel that corn is going to continue to be harder to buy as we move down the road here. Large grain firms have gone outside the boundaries to find corn to use, and it's going to be a tough go here. So any type of price break in here definitely be accumulating some physical inventory here as we move down the road. As far as overall price of hogs, if you look at the board and convert that to the actual cash market, the board's carrying quite a bit of premium, so there is quite a bit of optimism as we go in these summer months. The thing we need to see is this overall demand pickup. Demand continues to be lackluster from this winter. And also the export side of the equations has slowed down some. So we're going to need to see both those sectors pick up to maintain those higher prices that we see what the futures are offering producers, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much.
Very good. Take care.
You too. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon.